Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, a Pat request plus vasectomy versus colonoscopy and nipple rings. Come on up right after this.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
People say, hey, Haywood, how come your hair's so white? Are you old as the hills, or did you have a terrible fight? Fright? I'm sorry, fright, not fight. Was it stress or no B vitamins? Make your hair transparent from a lack of melanin. I'm an albino. My mom was an albinian straight from Albino Stan. She was his albino gal and he was her albino man.
Yeah.
They moved to Albany and raised up a bunch of kids. And you can never guess what each and every one of us is. We're albino. We're all albino. Oh, albinos have always been my heroes. Edgar Winter is a really good albino guitar playing guy. I like that guy in Powder. And that weird guy in the Jim Carrey movie with where he was a schizophrenic cop and with Renee Zellweger. That one, yeah, that albino guy.
Yeah.
Oh, they're albino. And I said, albino. Albino.
Everybody.
In Spain, they call me albino. That's my.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Right now, we turn to Pat Godwin with a special request. We talked about the. This happens at lots of spots. With a lot of men's college basketball on, especially this week throughout the day, there are a lot of places that have special rates on vasectomies.
I think today's probably the most, you know, initially because it's a different experience. So everybody's probably watching today at noon for the games to get underway.
It's fun, and in the case of certain people, a colonoscopy.
Yep.
And we got a letter this morning that watching the play-in game last evening, apparently there were a number of commercials for Cologuard. And Cologuard is it's not a complete substitute for a colonoscopy, but the notion is it's a test to see if you might need to get a more serious probing down there. But it involves, I'm trying to be delicate here, Christy, you were saying, it involves...
Ice on the bag, baby.
Well, no, the...
Oh.
Yeah,
if you put ice on your bed, it really won't help your colonoscopy.
No. She wants to talk about ice on the bag.
That's for a vasectomy. If you wake up from your colonoscopy and your doctor has ice on your bag, you may want to call a lawyer.
He did something wrong.
Yeah, there's something wrong there.
What about ice on your nipples? You ever do that?
No.
That's got to be hot.
Really?
No, why would I do that?
Hmm.
We're getting off topic.
Are they erect all the time?
No.
Could we get to...
What about you, Jeff?
The point is...
Cologuard.
Now, if you put ice on your nipples, would it affect your nipple rings?
Not anymore.
Have nipple rings?
I used to.
Oh.
And what did
Wait
it affect
a second.
You?
I was kidding. You really did have nipple rings?
Yeah.
What kind of a hippie are you anyway?
Dude, I'm a
fun
bag.
One.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm a dirtbag.
Jeff's a fun guy. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I mean, you could tell he's
just for a second.
Tell he's a fun guy by his curly hair.
Yeah.
So, Christy, back in the day when you were swinging free and easy.
Yes.
And the sexual revolution was in full swing in your pants. Did you ever encounter a guy that had nipple rings?
Wow, probably.
That sounds like a yes to me.
It wouldn't turn me off.
You never with anybody you had.
You never had
a nipple
you've
ring?
Never seen a nipple ring.
No.
You know, they had clip-ons.
Yeah, they did.
Not necessarily.
It's like a dickie or a fake tie?
Yeah. No, it was like a round circle, and you squeeze it and put it on, and then it'll... Yeah.
It'll expand, and then you let it go, and
I guess you're going to get some. If she's got nipple rings on, she's not a nun.
Wow.
This girl's going to put out...
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I have seen nickel.
And they
nipple
were made
in the wild.
a nipple ring.
Yeah.
They're made out of nickels.
Oh, it's like what's a coin collector called? Is that a philatelist? No, that's a
numismatist.
Okay, very good. Well, that sounds like something from The Wizard of Oz, doesn't it?
It's a coin collector.
He's a numismatist.
Yes.
Philatelist is stamps. Isn't
it? That's right. Yeah. Mr. Godwin.
Topic.
You have also. Had a variety of romantic encounters in your day. Have you ever encountered a nipple ring?
Oh, you had a piercing through your dong, right?
Through my dong, yeah.
With a little bell on it?
what is that? The Prince Albert?
Prince Albert, yeah.
I'm sorry.
My brother actually.
I was trying to ask you a legitimate.
You could hear Pat coming around the corner.
Did you hear that?
My brother had the Prince Albert, yeah. One of my brothers, Jack.
You're kidding me.
No.
Wow. Oh, back to you. Have you ever encountered nipple rings?
Do I have that flag that I can wave where we don't ask me any questions?
Oh, sorry.
I'm still in the penalty box.
I'm still
in the penalty box.
Day after yesterday.
Are we green, yellow, or red today?
Red.
There are certain people that shouldn't be together, and that's always... I'm just saying.
I'm waving the flag.
I'm just saying.
He means you and me, Pat.
Yeah.
Because I always
pick
on you.
You two are always fighting.
No, I have not encountered a nipple ring in the wild.
I'm surprised. You may have, you just don't remember.
Yeah, with her doing it Ivy League style, her face is always up against the wall.
There's a whole part of your life
you seem
to have forgotten.
Ivy League style is traditional missionary, but your pants are just down below your knees and your shoes are still on.
So it doesn't affect her position?
No.
But I would
guess... The notion is it's domineering and
okay, you need to stop talking
now.
You don't want any connection. I'm sure you don't want to look her in the eye.
Hey, look, I have to go to the law library and study.
Hey, turn around. That's right.
What?
Now, you meet me in the stacks next week.
Oh, nice.
Man. Yeah.
Now, we're off
That's
topic.
Kind of hot.
The point I was trying to make was there are a lot of commercials for this Cologuard.
Mm-hmm. It's a little talking box with legs.
I have done Cologuard. You've done Cologuard.
I have indeed,
correct?
Yeah.
And it's a great idea.
Right. Have you seen the commercial? Have you seen the little mascot?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a little box with legs. He talks. He's got
And I bet I think it's important.
I'm full of poop.
It's important that they're having a little fun with something. It's super important. Be sure to get these tests, ladies and gentlemen.
Very important.
We lost a good friend of ours because he...
Johnny Andretti.
He didn't... Well, no, I was going to say Fox.
Yeah.
Because he didn't get this stuff done early on. They got to catch this stuff. So,
given those two, John Andretti,
Yeah, check it for Andretti. Get your colonoscopy or get your Cologuard. Yes.
By the way, John Andretti was one of the greatest guests ever. He would have been a great guest, even not talking about auto racing. Just
Superman.
A wonderful
super guy.
Now, the point is they were playing a lot of commercials for Cologuard. Pat, you
don't have time for the song.
John Andretti wasn't Superman. Clark Kent was Superman.
Shh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I blow it?
Pat, when we come back. I tried to get. I tried to set up the intro.
Well, your setup. No, you heard nipple ring,
and we were off to the races.
Yeah. No, I jokingly said, "I bet Asuke has a nipple ring," and he does.
I did.
Yeah.
Here's the
thing. Do those holes grow back, or can you repair some?
I'm speaking on behalf of the room. You can't start recapping what we just talked about.
Sorry.
During the same break,
but I have one
talked about.
I have one more question. Oh,
okay.
Did you have one or two nipple rings?
I had two.
Were they were they joined together with a chain?
Oh, yeah, like Sebastian Bach. Me and him had the.
Does he have that?
No, he had the one that went from his nose ring to his earring.
Oh, that's a good
that
look.
Chain looked for wow. a week.
What a guy! Nice.
Huh? Did he get that from the bank when he stole the pen with the chain on it?
Yes.
Do banks still have pens?
I blame myself. I haven't set foot in a bank in 5 years.
They have the pens, but they're not attached to the chain.
Yeah. Oh,
no kidding?
Not at my bank. No.
Wow.
Yeah.
They give you free
going
pens
inside
now.
The bank. The people are very nice. And they don't get a lot of people in there anymore.
Yeah, I don't go in there.
They're very nice.
Do you get that? What are you doing in here? Yeah. A lot of that.
We don't get a lot of guests stay. Yeah. You want some coffee? Anyway, lots of commercials for Cologuard. It's an important product. I highly recommend it. You send them your poop and they have they analyze it.
Just a little bit of it, not like a whole.
And just don't put it in an envelope and, you know, write.
No, buy a kit.
Can we get Cologuard to sponsor like the sports desk? That would be kind of fun, right?
Probably not after this discussion, but
it's a service that
and
we
Pat's
all
got a lovely song about it.
You all know what we should
because you know somebody has to open up those boxes, right, Pat?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Bruce Springsteen.
Yay!
Oh, the boss.
We all got to take care of ourselves. Sometimes one of those things you got to do is send a stool sample to get tested. The employees of Cologuard are the ones that do the testing. This song's for them. I get here early and punch my time card. I work in the mail room at Cologuard. The place is full of boxes. Don't know where to begin. UPS is here. Another load came in. Another load came in. Another load came in. A box shattered and splattered on two good men. Always wear your mask and protect your skin. Here, Cologuard, another load came in. I open the box, handle with care. Then send the stool to the lab upstairs. Some samples are huge, others are curly and thin. Here's FedEx, another load came in.
Woo!
I wear a hazmat suit and thick rubber gloves. Some men do what they must, some men do what they love. Now my son says he'll join me once I drop out of school. I said, now hold on, boy. Don't be no fool. You gotta get your hands dirty. Work like a mule. And spend your whole life being ridiculed. Another load came in. Another load came in. Joe passed out, hit his head, notified his next of kin. It's corn and stew for lunch again. Here, Cologuard, another load came in. The mailman's here, another load came in. Oh, what's that smell? Another load came in. Another load came in. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, very important test. By
yes,
the way,
but, very.
Boy, that would be a rough gig.
Pat, you looked so red.
Yeah.
I was afraid I was going to have to go grab the defibrillator.
I know, right?
Got to get into character to hit those high springs.
Dude, you killed it.
Now, on a different note, we go to the a stack of letters we've just received.
Yeah, it's backing up over here.
I mentioned the smells of certain towns.
I have a couple of them here.
If you're in Hershey, Pennsylvania, you smell the chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
We had the pretzel factory. You smell pretzels. What do you got over there, Christy?
I work in Vandalia, Ohio, near the Dayton Airport.
Absolutely.
And a White Castle food processing plant.
Oh, nice.
Most mornings, it smells like grilled onions. Mmm.
Grilled onions?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Huh. Oh, we got this one.
Hey, thanks, Christopher.
Dennis works down the road from Aunt Millie's Bakery in Fremont, Indiana.
Oh, that would be a good
Aunt
one.
Millie's, yeah.
Smells like baked bread every day.
Yeah, we have one of those from Klosterman's Bakery in Springfield, Ohio.
Sure.
Yeah, Chris from Springfield says, especially when it's hot in the summer, you can really smell the bread baking. It's beautiful.
Because sometimes we get lucky when they do the raisin bread.
Oh.
Most of the time, it smells like toast. Thank you, Bird Dog. Appreciate your taking the time to write.
Richard from Nicholasville, Kentucky. I grew up a few blocks away from the Jif factory in Lexington. Unmistakable smell that I'll never forget from my childhood. I can smell it as I pass through Lexington sometimes. Thanks for reminding me of that great memory this morning. Well, you're welcome, Richard.
And I don't want to chill the room, so I'm not going to read the one from Steve downwind from the crematorium.
How did I know? They don't smell. I don't believe that. How did I know
that? Hey, remember the walk-up music topic we had?
Yeah, yes. I got one of those, too.
For your car?
Yeah.
Good morning, Bob and Tom Show. I've listened since day one, Kim says.
All right.
How about that? My walk-up to my car would be Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye.
Well, that's a good one.
Oh, I like that.
Now, the notion is some cars have this thing where when you walk up to them, they automatically open up. Lights pop
I think
on.
They kind of sort of all do that now.
But my notion
it's kind
was
of like it's the wheeled luggage of the automobile world that you that you haven't noticed.
I guess it's possible. I would like to have it when I'm 50 feet from my car.
50?
Yeah, I'd like it to have some like a PA system where it starts broadcasting my walk-up music.
Is that right?
Yeah, which I think I'm going to go with the rock and roll animal Lou Reed intro from the live
album. You're wrong.
Album.
Chris has this suggestion for you, Tom. Well, I'll just play the song that he thinks should be your walk-up music
okay,
to your
ahead.
Automobile. Here we go.
Tiny Tim.
Yeah. With me. Oh, how did that become a hit?
Oh, my God. I forgot that part.
I don't remember that
okay,
either.
Wrap it up, Timmy. Yeah.
Well, that was one of the last big novelty songs to make it. That was everywhere.
Yeah,
fortunately,
was.
Briefly.
He got married on The Tonight Show. Remember that?
Highest rated episode of The Tonight Show
Holy
ever.
Holy hell.
Miss Vicky, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't last all that long, as I understand it.
Huh.
He was in here, Mr. Tiny Tim.
He's a germaphobe, right?
And he was not so tiny when he was in here.
He was pretty big, and he was a very odd fellow.
On this walk-up music topic, Brad is a real listener. He says, hello, radio personalities and chick. I would walk up music would be Aerosmith Big 10 Inch. Have a great day. P.S. Tom, I'll see you at the next meeting.
There you go.
Oh. That's good.
Thanks, Brad. That is a fun song.
That's a good one. We're getting a lot of great suggestions for walk-up music. Send us yours. Did we determine what yours was, Christy? Was it something... In the soft
It was Highway Star by Deep Purple.
That's a very good one.
Yeah.
That's a very good one.
Well, if Tom doesn't want it, this is available, Christy, if you'd like.
That's okay.
Now,
that hurts my voice.
Anybody else? No?
Can you hear that, Tom?
Yeah, it's...
Here it comes. With me.
That's rough.
Man.
Do you have a whole album or just that one song?
Oh,
I'm sure there was an album.
Had to be an album.
God.
First line is tiptoe through the window. What? What's he doing tiptoe through the window?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Let's.
Tiptoe through the window.
Through the window.
Through the window. Tiptoe.
Through the window, by the window, and then what?
Is it?
I think he's saying he's looking through the window. I think.
I tiptoed to the window.
Tiptoe to the window. Yeah.
So is this is this a some kind of
peeping Tom?
Peeping Tom thing? Yeah, thank you.
I think so.
I never heard it that way.
Oh, tiptoe through the window, by the window, that's where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Wait,
this kind of like staring at her through the window.
I hope it's a safety glass.
You can crawl through a window.
Yeah.
Why would you want to be tiptoeing through tulips anyway?
I don't know.
Huh. Is there supposed to be some like romantic encounter?
Yeah, he's going to kiss you in the garden in the moonlight.
Oh, is that code?
Yeah. Is that my butt, the garden in the moonlight?
Knee deep in flowers will stay.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah, whatever. Blah, blah, blah.
Remember the other flower song, Judd Strunk, Daisy a Day? Remember that?
No.
Oh, that was a huge song, too.
Was that a funeral thing?
I think it was. Someone had
Bring
passed
her
away.
A daisy a day.
Yeah.
Well, that leads into this letter. We had a story yesterday about the guy from, how did you pronounce it? Galveston, Indiana?
Galveston, Indiana, yes.
This guy's 90-some years old, and he's been digging graves since 1952 when he just retired.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He is.
He had a lot of questions about graves. This comes to us from Matthew in Lebanon, Missouri.
That's Lebanon.
Okay, thank you. He said, I remember the story about an old guy that bought a double deep grave. He would always say, I hope I die first. It'll be the first time my wife has been on top of me in 35 years.
Rascal.
Always a shot. Sounds like a loving household.
Things are going great.
Yeah. This is interesting. This is from Blake in Ohio. My father-in-law and his 9 brothers were all grave diggers for the Catholic Church. They dug graves approximately as deep as a shovel is long. 8 spade widths is also approximately 4 feet wide.
Huh.
Hard work, and most of them have back problems in their 50s and 60s because in older Catholic communities, they request graves to be dug by hand.
Whoa.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, that's a little bit rough. You're dead.
Anything else is a mortal sin, I'm
guessing. What the heck? I've never heard that before. Had you, Jeff?
No.
Yeah.
That's probably the graves you get at Whole Foods. You know, it's like the free range graves, like those eggs that cost $15. You know, what the hell's the difference? I'd like my grave dug.
I don't know if it's legal in this state, but I'm sure it's legal in some states. You can be buried without any sort of embalming fluid or anything. They just wrap you in a cotton
cloth.
Yeah, that's kind of becoming a
6 feet deep and go.
I think it depends if you've been embalmed or something. There's all kinds of. There's the one thing there where they put you in a big stainless steel jug or something.
I don't know.
And
about
you biodegrade.
Yeah, and they turn
become
you
become compost.
Yeah,
mulch and spread me on the garden.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
It'd be a weird gig.
I want to do the thing. I want them to take me where they put you out in the field, and they let like the animals go at you so that they can study like decomposition and stuff.
God, Jeffrey.
Nice. No, that's fun. Yeah, crow flies away with my eye. Oh, like, you never know where that's going to end up. Oh, yeah.
It's a shame the field was so close to the nursery school. Kind of scared the kids.
What a weirdo you are.
That's right.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.